talked about how mental strength was the key towards your development the last couple of weeks. Can you expound on that? Just kind of rehash that for me and you know, where you found that mental strength from?
I felt like the mental strength came from even more of my teammates. To the sense of, you know, being hurt and trying to go through things, you kind of get down on yourself. You know, I always say, you know, as far as myself, I always have a positive mindset and I always try to keep a positive mindset. But during that process, I tend to kind of stray away from it when I got injured, you know, to the sense of, you know, having Cecil and them consistently, you know, just say, you know, you're going to be okay. You know, you'll be all right. You know, don't worry about it. Make sure you just go through that same process as far as, you know, that you're going through, to, you know, to make it feel better, you know, go through that process. It helped me, you know, I was like, okay, well, get a good understanding of, you know, this is not – injuries is something that you can't control when you really think about football, you know, to the sense of, you know, there's nothing I can do. And that's what I really had to realize. And I think without them, these guys, you know, constantly reminding me and telling me, you know, that's something you can't control. You just got to take care of it. You know, kind of help me and put me back in that positive mindset, that strong mindset to where it's like, you know what, that's something I can't control. Now let's focus on the things that I can. You know, the things I can control is going out there, doing the things I need to do, and just giving it my all, even if it's 70%. You know, and that, I think that's where the strong mindset as far as, you know, in the second half of the season and fully understanding things and what's keeping me going is I got it from them.
As an athlete that has performed at the highest level of college football, lose confidence at any point in his rookie season?
Nah, I think not based off what he can do. That's what I said. I never lost confidence as far as what I can do and, you know, and me just going out there and perform. It was more of, you know, not knowing how to handle certain situations. And my situation was the injuries. You know, I went from one injury to another. You know, when you think you're getting back, you know, you think you're good to come back and you finally come back and get injured again, you know, and it kind of like kills your – just kills your mindset, you know, emotionally and physically. It's to a sense of like, you know, every time I tend to do something, try to come back, something always going wrong, you know, and that can kill a person's mindset quick, you know. But if you got the right people around you and you actually really thinking about the right things and keeping it positive, I think you'll be okay at the end of the day, you know, as far as you keep things positive and keep working on things you need to work on.
Mike just told me that you have his trust. He knows when you go out there now that you're going to come down with the ball. Does he have yours?
Yeah. You know, I told Blake, you know, numerous amount of times, I speak for the receiver, all the receivers, you know, you put it in the area, you know, for us to catch, we're going to make that attempt to catch it. You know, we're going to make the attempt to catch it. We're going to catch it for the most part. And if we have to play defense, you know, it tends to, you know, defender getting the right position to get a ball, we're just going to bat it down. And now we got to play defense, you know, and I think that's the main thing when dealing with trust. You know, we know, you know, every ball not going to come out, you know, perfect. And Blake knows, you know, as receivers, you know, you do run situations where you drop balls sometimes, you know, but at the end of the day, going through that situation, are you guys still on the same page? And I think as of right now, I think me and Blake is on the same page.